Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game 724. I am Allie Mack with Beau Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on this afternoon with Mike Bell this afternoon. He will be back with us tomorrow, though. And Garrett's behind the glass in for Dylan. Dylan as well will be back tomorrow. It's that time of year. And we're about to go in the huddle in a moment, but our very own Braves insider, Grant McCauley, is down in Orlando right now for the MLB winter meetings. Which means I'm solo at home this week, which is not as fun as, like, I think for the first day, you're like, oh, I'm going to get a lot of stuff done. I'm going to do some things. And then you're like, come home. Do you get that way? Does Amy get excited when you're leaving for half a second? And then she's like, come home.
I think at one point she probably was like, oh, I can do whatever I want. And then she's like, yeah, come home.
Well, yeah, and I think I'm probably wording this wrong. Like, I'm more so like, awesome, I'll go to bed at like 9 o'clock and not feel guilty about it.
I think it's more of guilt-free everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're just like, I can watch this show and not feel like I'm being rude or whatever. And then you're like, I tell Amy all the time, it's weird because we have the basement is my office and it's my, you know, I call it my den because I hate the term man cave for some reason. And up, so I get told her, like, you know, the living room TV, that's you. And so if Amy's not home and I'm downstairs, I just feel like a little bit like, you know, not, I don't, I say empty, maybe.
There.
But like, but hear me out. But I have no problem, like, after you eat dinner or whatever, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go downstairs and watch TV. And sitting down there, and I feel whole. Because I know she's upstairs watching TV, whatever, and I'm downstairs watching sports or, you know, wrecking Mike or whatever, and iRacing or whatever I'm doing. But, like, it just feels, like, complete. But if she's not there, it just feels a little weird, like something's off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and my dogs now are very, like, keen to the sense. They're very aware that he's not there right now. So any noise that happens, they think it's him coming home.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's pretty sad. And they're very loud, as you guys heard on our show call yesterday. But so since he is down in Orlando at the winter meetings, he is gathering a lot of information. And he had some time with the new Braves manager, Walt Weiss, yesterday. Asked him about Ronald this upcoming season.
I know you haven't necessarily gotten to the point where you're making out lineup cards yet, but I know he hit down a little bit in the order. Do you anticipate him moving back?
That's a good conversation. You know, I'm looking forward to that one with him. You know, I want to pick his brain a little bit on that. You know, it's enticing to have him at the top of the order. I really like when a lineup turns over that there's teeth right away. Pitcher got to run through a gauntlet, you know, as soon as that lineup turns over. So there's some incentive. I mean, he was prolific in that position. You know, the other argument is, you know, you put him in a more RBI position in the lineup, you know, and hit him third. Those are conversations we're going to have. We're going to talk about. Like you said, we're a ways away from lineup, you know, talking about lineups and that type of thing, but it's on my radar.
Look, this was a hot conversation last year. Last season, when things were not going so well, it was like, do we move Ronald or not?
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember because I'm a not move him kind of guy.
Right. And Mike was all about moving him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Grant's a not move him type of guy.
He's
either.
A not move. He wants Ronald in leadoff.
It feels to me like, if I'm reading the room, so does Walt Weiss. I love what he said because that was my argument. Is that when the lineup kind of flips, you have immediate pressure. You start the game off. Look, the traditional leadoff guy to me has always been got some speed, good on base percentage, and will work a count, put pressure on it, make a pitcher make pitches. Imagine doing, and remember Ronnie's MVP year. Everything I just said, he was, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine having those things and then some with the power and those types of things. And look, it's different. Kyle Schwarber is leading off for Philly for a while, and he is absolutely none of those things that I mentioned other than power.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an on-base guy. He's not going to steal bases. He either hits a home run or strikes out, but it works because you can't make a mistake to a guy like that. So there's lots of schools of thought, but I love to me, the perfect lineup, I don't care what 2 through 8 looks like. You can do whatever the hell you want with 2 through 8. I need Ronnie leading off. I need Michael Harris in the 9 hole. That's the perfect lineup with this Braves team for me, and everything else can fall wherever.
Yeah, and ultimately, that's what it comes down to. And I would have said, for last year's sake, for the construction of that lineup and the way the guys were playing, Ronald Acuña playing a little bit further back made a lot more sense. In a perfect world where the Braves are hitting the way that they're supposed to be hitting, he needs to be leading off. Having a guy like that at the top of your lineup changes everything. He is the best leadoff hitter in baseball. When he is at his top, which he always is, it's when everybody else is too. And his issues, no, were not his issues, the Braves' issues, at 7, 8, and 9, they were so inconsistent. And they were just not a good team. And then on top of that, you had the inconsistencies of 2, 3, 4, and all these other guys right behind him. It felt like he would get on base, and then it's just like, all right, now what? So then you have to change his approach. Now it was like, all right, let's come in here, let's get some power. You need to hit for slugging and do other things like that. So, Bo, I'm kind of in this stance. I think he needs to be leading off. But again, we still have a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
I just think in a perfect world, he's leading off and he can really shine in that kind of role.
I want to be a fly on the wall when they have that conversation because Ronald's just going to be like, put me first. That's it, man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Man, just put me first.
I think that's what Ronald wants to do, too.
Yeah.
I think that's where he's comfortable. I think he enjoys it. I think there is some pride in being the first guy that walks up to play.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of you can go which way you want with criticism of Ronnie at times, with some things off, you know, weird little things. But the dude loves the game.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a lot of freaking pride on that on the field product. So,
all right, let's go in the huddle. We didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but it has since caught more heat, so I want to bring it up. The post-game interview with Laura Rutledge and Justin Herbert. Justin wanted to go celebrate with his team. She's got to get an interview. It's a tense moment. Let's take a listen to it.
There that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today, so proud to be able to play for those guys, and the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
We know you were dealing with a broken hand tonight. You gutted it out. You were hit multiple times. How are you feeling right now?
Feel pretty good, thank you.
And then what can you say?
Yeah, she was trying.
Good on her for doing like going and getting the interview she knows she needed. All right, good on her.
Had to.
I don't blame Justin Herbert at all in this, Bo, and here's why. Mm-hmm. Because I hope my friends in the Falcons are on their way in and they're listening. This is on the PR. It's on the PR team. The Chargers PR team should have been a representative down there with Justin Herbert, knowing that she was going to try to grab, and that's a communication thing because. Wait, Justin Herbert is not obligated to do that at all. So don't tell me, oh well, bad on him. He was unprofessional. No, he wasn't. If no one told him, hey, ESPN wants you for the post game, if we win or whatever. And so then he knows and there should have been someone, but a lot of that goes through PR. Trust me.
I know it does, but there's never a reason not to be polite.
I don't think he was rude. He just said, I'm trying to go celebrate with my teammates, which is true. He also looked like he was looking for maybe Jalen Hurts to talk to him after. Look, give him credit, he did it. I just don't feel like he was rude. That's a situation. Also, I don't believe what I'm about to say, because I'm pretty sure he probably knows who Laura Rutledge is, but how does he know that is ESPN? This is after the game. There's a lot of people on the field. There's a lot of reporters. I'm just saying, this isn't the thing that some people are trying to make it out to be, where he was just like trying to, you know, snub her.
But there's no way that you would receive that response from someone and not feel a certain way about it, Bo. There's no way someone would brush you off like that and you'd be like, oh, I get it. PR was involved or wasn't involved.
No, sure. And I'm not saying that she did. Again, I'm not saying she did anything wrong. What I'm saying, though, is that. I'm not saying that. She did her job. I get it. But he also didn't do anything wrong because normally in a post-game situation like that, he's got to speak to the media. The quarterback always goes and does at the podium. But where was a member of the Chargers PR set that said, hey, ESPN wants to talk to you on the field after the game. I need you to do that. If no one told him, he doesn't think that he has to do it. That is a player mentality. I am telling you that 100%.
Garrett, I've seen you nod along with both of us, though. So.
I have. I see both sides of this. You're the starting quarterback. You have an obligation to be ready for this kind of stuff on the field. I understand that side.
No, you don't.
But at this time, but to your point, Bo. To your point, I've been in those situations. I handled post game interviews with the manager after doing Atlanta United broadcasts, and I've had a PR guy who basically is taking me through and like making sure that I get to the manager after the match, right? So I understand, and so I agree with you. I was more firmly in her camp, and I will tell you, I've come over to your side. So I understand both sides of this, and it's the heat of the moment. You just won an overtime football game. You're trying to go celebrate with your team. The way that game ended, too, he's trying to go be with his team. It reminds me a little bit of what Richard Sherman, after that 49ers game, the Seahawks 49ers, and then he gets all passionate and he's crazy. He just came off the field. He's in a do-or-die situation in overtime. He's in a very, very high, anxious state, and you just talk to him right off the field. I understand kind of where he's coming from.
There's no way, though, this happens to Bo in real time, and he walks away going, walks away going, he did nothing wrong. There's no way.
I mean, here's the thing. Go pay attention, not like you, but I'm talking about our audience, to those situations, and you always see a guy standing there looking around in a suit, and they're not security, they're PR, because that's their thing. And I don't think that anybody really did anything wrong here. I don't think he was overly rude. He was clearly looking for someone when she got him. She did her job. He answered the questions. He wasn't rude about them. He was short with the hand one. But the other ones, I watched it live. I see both sides of it, but I also know that there's normally PR that says, hey, postgame wants you. They want you postgame on the field. And if not, then you feel like you're free to go do your thing because you know that you're obligated to talk after the game, and especially the quarterback who goes to the podium. So
I guarantee Madison Beer told him later that night, you need to be nice to Laura Rutledge.
Well, I mean, let me say something. Laura Rutledge wants to talk to me. I'd probably be nice anyway. So I'm not. That's where you want to call me out. Be like, yeah, I'd been like, hey, Laura Rutledge. Okay, let's talk. No, but yeah.
Coming up, we've got Which One Wednesday on deck. Which bowl would you rather attend? It's going to sound easy at first, Myrtle Beach Bowl or the Hawaii Bowl, but you got to look at the calendar on these. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.